It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock, CMB comes your way, Mike after that. Of course, we are live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. I'm sitting in the Mike Francesa chair. Dolph Kramer and Ernie Acosta, of course, on the other side of the glass. So the Mets won last night, but it was as hollow a win as you could get. I don't know how else to say it, bro, because this weekend was brutal. They should have won on Friday, all right? They wasted another great performance by DeGrom. They should have certainly won on Saturday. They waste Matz's performance, terrible managing by Mickey Callaway with Gesellman and Swarzak and all of that.
There was other terrible managing.
There was, absolutely. But they can't hit. The hitting is abysmal. You know, they win last night, great. Frazier hits the two-run home run. They almost blow it because of Jose Reyes, who how he still is on the team is mind-boggling. We got to send them off the right way.
Happy birthday, Jose.
Oh, it's his birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Was he like 36 now?
It looks like 52.
No, I know he got the hit before Frazier's home run last night. You know, and obviously Lugo was great. And the starting pitching, you know, continues to be great, which is the only thing this team has going for him. But it was a very hollow win last night. And just, you know, to me, it was a depressing weekend with the Mets.
Yeah, I think that Yankee fans and Met fans wake up on this Monday and in their own different worlds, because it is different worlds.
Different worlds.
And in their own different ways, wake up this morning disappointed. You know, the Met fan is disappointed because they lost the series. The season is still pretty much over. There's six games under 500.
Yep, right.
Now they go on this long road trip where they do play better, granted.
They do.
But all of a sudden they're going to start hitting. Yoenis Cespedes isn't walking through that door.
Yoenis, I'm getting tired of his act. I got to tell you.
As Drubal Cabrera is now hurt.
Oh, yeah, he hurt his hamstring. Yeah.
And the Mets are showing no signs of hitting. And I think the disappointment if you're a Yankee fan is that you felt last night you were going to sweep the Mets.
Sure, I felt it.
You have your best pitcher on the mound, Luis Severino, who wasn't great. He wasn't awful, but he only pitched five innings. The Mets made him throw a lot of pitches, especially in that first inning. He threw over 30 pitches in that first inning. He makes the one mistake to Todd Frazier, which he'd love to have back. He's ahead of him 1-2, and Todd hits one over the fence. Their offense can't take advantage of what was, and you pointed out, a horrific,
oh my God,
unforgivable mistake by Jose Reyes.
I mean, and he's been doing it all year. How is he still? Now, I didn't realize this. You told me when I got in this morning that they cut Adrian Gonzalez. Okay?
Late last night,
okay. And I have no problem with that. But, I mean, how much longer do we have to deal with Reyes being here?
Well,
he's killing him.
Here's what's confusing, and I think it's an example of how tone-deaf this organization is.
By the way, great article today on that point by Mike Vaccaro.
And Mike was so spot on. I'd advise anyone to read that article because he's right about, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, how the Mets feel they need to give Jose Reyes the proper exit.
Unbelievable.
Now, a couple of things that I won't point it out because it's easily forgotten about, I guess. It was certainly forgotten about last night when the Mets are giving a fat head out of J. Riz Familia.
Oh, my God.
J. Riz Familia was involved in a domestic dispute. He was suspended by Major League Baseball.
Yep.
Okay? You want him on the baseball team, I get it. You really want to give a fat head out of a guy who did that? How about we create this rule in baseball? And a caller brought this up a few months ago, and it's a great point. If somebody's connected to stuff like that, how about we don't celebrate them by giving out fat heads? How about that? Jose Reyes is only a Met because he did something awful or is accused of doing something awful, and I think he did it, in Hawaii with his wife. Okay? He threw his wife or girlfriend through a door. That's what he did. That's why he's here.
Right. Not to mention the Mets didn't have to pay him anything either.
Sure. Let's throw that
in the mix, too.
And I defended Jose for this on the other side, but I know bothered a lot of Met fans. I think it bothered you, if memory serves correct. I know it bothered ownership. Jose's final moment as a Met before he went to the Marlins.
Right, with the bunt, and then he leaves because he had the batting title secured.
Right. That, along with the fact that Reyes is hearing boos in the ballpark because he's so bad.
Let me go back to something that Vaccaro pointed out. Go ahead. You know, when that happened the end of 2011 and all of that, the Mets didn't even attempt to bring him back. They didn't even give him an offer.
Correct.
So now, they didn't even give this guy an offer when he still was a very good player. And now they're, like, worried about how they're going to send him off.
I mean, what? They're tone deaf.
Am I missing something here?
No, they are. Because what they don't understand is if they cut Jose Reyes in the middle of the night, I don't think it would cause that much backlash.
Not at all.
It doesn't mean Met fans don't appreciate anything he's ever done for this franchise, but they're acting as if this is the Messiah.
Right.
They're acting as if this is Tom Seaver.
Right. That's right.
And as Vaccaro pointed out, this team does so many other things where they ignore their history.
Yep.
Yet in this case, they're freaking out about Jose Reyes.
I know.
Here's the facts. Jose Reyes stinks. And Jose Reyes last night made a mistake. He forgot that there's replaying in baseball and the neighborhood call is dead.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
years ago, yeah. Joe, fine. He's yeah. straddling the base. In 2018.
You better be on it.
You better be on it.
Yep.
And
almost cost them the game. They were lucky.
And the reason it didn't is because this Robert Gazelman's got
he's
guts.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And he's got this chewing gum, aw shucks look on his face all the time. And it worked because after that horrific mistake, he gets Gleyber Torres to pop up. He gets Brett Gardner to fly out and was able to erase what should have been the end of this Met attempt at winning a game.
Right.
Because logic said the Yankees were going to take advantage of it. The negative for the Yankee fan listening is that you didn't take advantage of it. Instead of the inning being over because Aaron Judge grounded into a double play, you have 2-on-1 out with Torres and Gardner coming up. And you couldn't take advantage of it. And obviously the Yankee offense did absolutely nothing last night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I mean, when you look at it that way, I mean, they didn't do a heck of a lot the whole three games. I mean, they scored 8 runs in the 3 games, mostly on all home runs, outside of that crazy play where Tanaka wounds up getting hurt on Friday night. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of screaming about that. Oh, they can't have the DH because the pitcher can't be running the bases, but whatever. You know, outside of that, I mean, it's not like the Yankees lit it up. I mean, the Mets scored 6 runs in these 3 games. The Yankees scored 8.
Yeah.
You know, so was I mean, you know, so the Met pitching did a great job, which it has really, you know. Well, yeah. How about the fact that in the last 20 games, and I don't know what the Mets record is, but in the last 20 games, the Mets ERA for the starting pitchers are 2.16, the lowest in baseball, and they won like 3 of those games.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
It's been historic what the Mets have done.
It's unreal
on levels of starting pitching being this good and losing the amount of games they're losing. And if you're a Yankee fan, I guess you could rationalize it and say, look, the Mets starting pitching's been really good.
It's been good.
And that's why they haven't hit. Remember, the Yankees didn't hit in the Sonny Gray game. Sonny Gray pitches these 8 scoreless innings.
Right.
Now, they finally did hit in extra innings, and they won.
Yep.
And see, that's why. That's the thing. When you're winning games, and the Yankees won this series, and they were winning games before that, and they're 42-19.
Right.
They're in first place.
They got the best record in baseball.
The Red Sox had a tough weekend against the White Sox, which is a great thing if you're a Yankee fan.
Yep.
So it's easier to look past that, but you're right. The Yankee bats were certainly cooled off over the weekend, and the Yankees won this weekend because, A, they were able to get the clutch hit, the clutch home run specifically.
And the Mets don't hit.
And the Mets don't hit, but on the Yankee side, their bullpen did a tremendous job.
Tremendous job.
Dylan Betances looks like he's back.
This is no offense to the Yankee bullpen. They have a great bullpen. Everybody does a tremendous job against the Mets
offense. I know.
I mean, let's tell it like it is.
That's why when you look at what Herman did on Saturday night after the first inning, a part of you says, boy, that was impressive. He settled down. The other side of you says, it's the Mets.
It's the Mets.
It's tough to figure.
Right.
You know?
I don't care who they throw out there. The Mets can't hit the guys.
The one guy over the weekend, I really believe that I looked at and said, boy, it wouldn't have mattered who was facing him, was Dylan Betances. He was so filthy.
He's back to being what he was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He looked great.
Right.
He was the one guy that I think he could have faced the Yankees themselves and he would have shut them down. He was really, really locked in. Hey, it was a well-pitched weekend. Did you like that aspect of it?
I thought it was a lot of that.
It was a lot of that.
Look, everything is well pitched against the Mets, especially at Citi Field, which I could tell. What were they 1-8 on this homestand?
1-8.
1-8.
How do you do that?
And how many games in a row did he lose at Citi Field?
10.
Was it 10?
Yeah.
Oh,
10.
I mean, come on.
Well, I think that's the depressing part.
And they don't score runs.
No, sure. That's the reason they've lost these games
and
the bullpen. The Mets, see, the Yankees, they finish up this Subway Series victory. Great. They won 2 out of 3. They're in first place.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking on the Nationals. They do have issues to deal with. Masahiro Tanaka's going to miss a month.
Right.
Gary Sanchez is a mess right now.
Yep.
No question about it. They have their own issues to deal with, but they're 42-19. The Mets finished the Subway Series, and I'm sorry. They're done.
They're done. I can't disagree with you, bro. There's six games under 500. What would make me think this? Now, I understand the starting pitch has been very good, but what would make me think this team's going to make any kind of a run?
That.
They can't score runs.
Yeah.
Jay Bruce has killed them all year. He's done nothing. Conforto's done nothing all year. Cespedes looks to me like he doesn't want to play baseball anymore. I don't want to play. I got my $110 million. I'll go ride away on my horse somewhere. I mean, it's beyond aggravating.
You know,
it's beyond aggravating if you're a Met fan.
Yoenis Cespedes made a comment that my first reaction was.
Did you
was,
see that comment?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is he? Are you kidding me?
You know,
I couldn't believe what he said
if
there.
If you didn't see it, so Yoenis said, hey, I want to come back.
Right.
But, and I'm paraphrasing,
right.
but,
right.
hey, if we're not playing better, I'm not going to make a difference. Here's how
yeah.
wrong he is
but
when
I
you
can't
think
wait
about
to come
it.
Back.
Right.
What?
But I can't wait to come back. The Mets are losing all of these close games, which doesn't count, Mickey, other than horseshoes,
yeah.
that the games are close.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe that comment.
But in fairness, if in this magical world Yoenis came back and was red hot the way he was in 15, the Mets would be winning consistently.
I agree with you.
That bat would make a difference.
I agree.
So Yoenis is wrong.
He's killing him.
He's killing him, yeah.
You know, this guy's got a chronic problem. You know what? You're going to have to play through it. You have to learn how to deal. I guarantee you there's guys, and I don't know where I read it today, but I guarantee there's guys, like maybe Callaway said it. Guarantee there's guys on his team that are playing through injuries. I mean, Jay Bruce has been horrific all year, but I think he's playing with plantar fasciitis, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe he should be sitting down because he's killing a team, but there's plenty of guys, I'm sure, that are playing with some kind of an injury. Yoenis, get your rear end out there. I'm sorry. That's how I feel now. He's been away a month.
Because you know why? And yes, this is, and we've talked about this. Beltran dealt with this the first year he was here. You play hurt, you underperform, we rip you. Yoenis Cespedes is such a force in the middle of the order.
He is.
That even if he wasn't performing at the levels that
right.
we all expect
right.
from him,
right.
he does make a difference yeah. in the middle of that lineup.
Absolutely. And maybe he makes other guys around him better too because they're seeing better pitches to hit because they don't want to deal with Yoenis.
I think so. They need him back. But here's the problem. And, you know, you asked the question. It's a fair one. What makes you believe the Mets could turn the season around? There's only one answer to that, and that's the starting
that's
pitching.
That's it.
The starting pitching's been really good.
Terrific.
Jake
no
makes
doubt.
The one bad pitch to Brett
yeah,
Gardner.
That was it.
And I don't blame him. The guy can't be
there's
perfect
no
every time
error.
Out. Yeah.
Bro, there's no margin for error. He got one run. Nimmo leads off the game with a home run. They don't score again.
Yeah, that was it.
And I had the feeling right then, you know what? This is it. This is the run you're going to get.
Yeah.
You better hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're asking a lot.
And Jacob DeGrom has pitched to a 1.5 ERA, which is historic. That's how good he's been. He's
yep.
been historic.
Yep.
But you can't expect shutouts every day.
Nope.
He gave you eight innings. You should be thrilled about that so you don't have to go to the bullpen. But their starting pitching is the one hope that you have. But here's my negative and my counter to that, and it's not even the offense. It's not even the bullpen. It's the fact that they have created this hole that unless they have another 11 out of 12, I don't think they could get out of this hole.
I don't
hole.
Think they're getting out of it.
It's
six games under 500.
They're about to start a 10-game road
yeah,
trip.
Yeah. Which I actually feel better about them on the road. I've said this over and over. I mean, that place, they have not played well in that ballpark for years. They don't hit in that ballpark. It's
yeah.
a disgrace. You watch, they'll go on the road, and I'm not saying they're going to go out and win 8 out of 10. I'm not saying that.
They need to, by the way.
They do, but I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you they'll score runs on this trip.
Well,
they'll
Joe,
score runs.
It's impossible for them not to score as many runs as they scored at home on this homestand. Mainly because they are going to ballparks where you can hit.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Colorado.
Even
the old Bob.
Right.
You should be able to hit there.
Right.
But it just feels like it's too late. On the Yankee side of things, and I want to get to them because I've been a big Gary Sanchez supporter, a defender of Gary mm-hmm. Sanchez. And if you're going to call up today and say the Yankees should trade him or they should bench him, you're still crazy and you're wrong. With that said, he deserves a lot of criticism
yep.
right now.
Yep.
Not just offensively, but defensively, and the way he looks behind the plate. We got to be fair about it. That doesn't mean you trade him. That doesn't mean he's a bum. That doesn't mean he stinks. It doesn't mean Austin Romine's better, because none of that stuff is true. But the facts are the facts. He killed them on Saturday night. Joe, he could not hold on to a strike.
Yeah. No, I know.
And I get it. As a home plate umpire, you're looking at the catcher and you're hoping he holds on to the baseball. Tim Payne should be better than that. He should say, hey, ball crossed the plate, even though Gary didn't hold on to it. But I counted at least two or three times where Sanchez cost his pitcher strikes in this game. That can't happen. So we'll get to the Yankees coming up. We have Yankee tickets to give away every single hour. Sweeney's going to join us at 12 noon. We do these promos every day. And I took something on Friday. I don't even know why I said it, but I wanted to deliver. I said on the Friday promo, hey, we're going to talk about the Subway Series, and hey, the NBA offseason is going to begin, because obviously I knew the Warriors would win.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to come up with something Knick-related that would excite Beningo.
Mm.
And I found it. So I actually have something, and it's not far-fetched, like you're going to get LeBron. It's a realistic thing.
Well, we know that's not happening.
That I guarantee.
Kyrie Irving now?
It's not even that, because we already talked about it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not that.
All right.
It's a little under the radar, but it's something that I'm actually very confident when I tell you, you're going to laugh and say, bro, that's stellar. That would excite me.
Mm.
So we'll throw it at you. We'll throw that at you a little bit later on, but we'll get to the Yankees. We'll get to your phone calls. It's a Monday in New York City. The Mets stink, and the Yankees are really good. So what else is
What's new? What's new?
Yeah.
And what makes this day different than any other day?
Nothing.
Right? Any other year.
Tanaka injury is a tough one because right now the Yankees don't have great starting pitching depth. So for him to miss a month not only means Herman is fully entrenched in this rotation, and certainly he gave you a positive Saturday night, granted it was against the Mets, but now they've got to find a way to fill that role. They could go to the minor leagues. Mm. They could, I guess, move A.J. Cole into the rotation. Either way, it's not ideal. The good news is this. Offensively, they score a lot of runs despite the last 4 days or 5 days. And B, their bullpen is so good right now, especially getting a guy like Adam Warren back, the way Jonathan Holder is pitched, to go along with the big behemoths in the middle of the
bullpen. By the way, I don't even think I could pull two hamstrings at the same time.
How does he do that?
Let me tell you something. My legs are, you know, can be a disaster. I don't even know if I could do that.
Oh.
I really don't.
I thought pitchers run a lot. I thought between starts, they're running on the warning track. They're doing all of that. Maybe it's different when you're on the base paths. But the worst part is hearing the softness of people.
Well,
this is why we can't have
pitchers hit.
Well,
especially in light of what happened to, you know, Chinmin Wong how many years ago.
I get that. But, I mean, seriously, that's not the reason to get rid of the pitcher hitting. You know, I understand and I respect those who I disagree with. Sweeney has an opinion that it's boring. Okay, that's fine. I get it. I disagree, but I get it.
Mm.
But this week, I think it's weak. I'm sorry. Oh, they get hurt. We have to protect them. Are you kidding me? Why don't we get designated fielders, too, for them? You know, they could get hit by a line drive, Joe. It's very dangerous. Hey, we should put a screen ahead of them. Yeah, they should pitch with L screens. We got to protect them, Joe. We got to protect them. And give me a break.
Yeah.
And half the people who make that argument, think about what you're saying for a second. You're soft. I mean, you really are. Oh, we have to protect them. Stop it. It's so ridiculous. I'll have a DH argument any day of the week. In fact, it's not an argument. Keep the DH in the American League. I've never once said get rid of it. Maybe I have, but I don't really mean it.
No, I think you did. I think you might have.
Oh, I have? Okay, maybe once or twice.
Maybe once.
But I respect it. I respect it. Just keep your hands off of my league. That's all I ask. Just keep it. Stop. I don't need American League fans telling me how to run my house. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Somebody come over your house and tell you this is where you should keep your laundry. You should do it in this room. Shut up. I didn't ask you. That's what annoys me. Now I'm getting all bothered about this again.
Don't get bothered.
Truth is, though, it just reinforces the fact that Cashman is going to go out and add a starting pitcher.
Oh, as well. That was never an That was never a, you know, never not the case.
Never not the
They're
case.
They're going to do that. There's no doubt about it.
I only question the speed of which they try to do it.
Right.
You know,
well, I mean, is Tanaka going to be gone just 10 days?
Cashman said a month.
Oh, he's saying a month now?
Yeah. Cashman said he's going to miss a month.
Wow.
A month's a long time. That's getting us into July.
It is.
You know what I think may help the Yankees if they wanted to trade for a pitcher right now, or for any team that wants to buy a player? There are so many teams that even before the season started said, we stink, we're not any good. So they'd probably be ready to sell right now. You know? Why would they wait if they already know and they basically declared in March, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
It may not be the greatest pitcher in the world, but I think right now you're probably looking at more just filling in that fifth spot and that fourth spot just to give you some innings every 5 days. So, I don't know if they'll add somebody that quickly, but I think they could if they want to. The problem is Justice Sheffield is not ready to come up.
Nope.
Chance Adams isn't pitched that well. I was reading about this other kid from AA, Losigna, I think is how you pronounce it, who they picked up off the scrap heap a couple of years ago, and he's been pretty effective, though the Binghamton team beat him up the other day. Binghamton. They're not the Mets anymore, Joe. They're the Binghamton Squirrel Rats.
What is it?
No,
name?
I just made that up. It's something else. I forget that.
Isn't it
name.
The like the Rail Splitters or
yeah,
something?
Something like that. I just wanted to think
Isn't
of
that
it.
The name of it?
Yeah.
I think it's the Rail Splitters.
It's something dopey.
Right.
That's all I know.
Right.
I forget. So I want to call them by an obscure name like the Squirrel Rats. Can't you see a minor league team named the Squirrel Rats?
Yep.
The real Riders.
Isn't that where Cespedes got hurt again, Binghamton?
Yes.
And now he's back down in St. Lucie again?
That's right. You know what their team name is? I actually have it.
What?
The Rumble Ponies.
Oh, that's right. The Rumble. That's right. The Rumble Ponies. I apologize. The Rumble Ponies.
You know, the more I think about it, I think Rumble Ponies is actually more ridiculous than Squirrel Rats.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies. Boy. What are they trying to do in the minor leagues?
I have no idea.
What the heck is
that? But they got a lot of crazy names.
I know.
Isn't there still like the Toledo Mud Hens?
Yeah, but that's traditional
now.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Here, I'll give
Who's
you
the Rail Splitters?
That's Scranton.
Scranton, that's what it is.
All right, you ready for some of these?
Scranton.
The Iron Pigs.
Right. So that's the Yankees team. Scranton Rail Splitters?
Yeah, that's the Yankees. Wait, the Gwinnett Strippers? Oh, who? Stripers. Stripers.
Come on, Strippers.
I thought it said Strippers for
Gwinnett.
A second.
Gwinnett. Whose team is that?
Gwinnett. That's the Braves.
The Braves.
Yeah. The Louisville Bats. That's not too
that's
bad.
That's a pretty good one, actually.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Oh, this one, the New Orleans Baby Cakes.
What?
Yeah.
Baby Cakes?
They used to be the Zephyrs, right?
Was it?
The Baby.
I remember the Chicago Zephyrs when they were in the NBA.
The Baby Cakes.
That used to be the team, the Chicago Zephyrs.
Right. No, I know that. Yeah. Yeah, there's some really weird names out there. The Hartford Yard Goats.
The Hartford Yard Goats?
Yard Goats, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Fightin' Phils. That's pretty good. That's actually the Reading Fightin' Phils. I like
and
that
one. And
that's
the Phillies.
Oh, wow. The Flying Squirrels. So
you're
I wasn't
right.
that far off.
No, you were right. Who's the Flying Squirrels?
Richmond. That's the Giants double-A team.
The Giants?
Yeah.
Have a double-A team in Richmond, Virginia?
That's correct.
That's almost as bad as the Mets with their triple-A team in Vegas.
It's pretty bad.
What's that?
How about this one? The Akron Rubber Ducks.
Wow.
That's so terrible. The Jumbo Shrimp in Jacksonville.
Jumbo Shrimp.
I guess that's not that bad.
I guess.
Yeah, there's some really weird names out there. Some really, really strange
names. The Rumble
names.
Ponies is named after a carousel in town.
Is that really true?
Yes, that's what I just read.
That's what they're famous for now?
Well, I mean,
carousel.
Cyclones is kind of the same thing.
Could call them the carousels.
Yeah, but the Cyclone, you're right, but the Cyclone is a cool name.
Cyclone is because it's the, you know, it's because he got the...
The Cyclone.
The Cyclone.
Yeah, but he's saying it's the same thing.
The roller coaster.
It's the same
whatever
thing.
That is. It's a roller coaster,
No,
right?
I know, but he's saying it's the same thing as naming it after a carousel.
Okay.
Because you're naming it after something in the area that's a ride. Except it just sounds better. Bottom line is this. The Yankee back of the rotation is going to be tested.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing with Gary Sanchez. Offensively, he's a mess right now, obviously. His batting averages dip below 200. You're hitting under 200 in the middle of June. That's a little bit of a problem.
Yep.
His last at-bat, he actually hit the ball very well. So you can, you know, take a positive out of that he hit the ball incredibly well into that double play that Todd Frazier made the catch on. Offensively, he's a mess. I think he's going to wake up. But watching him defensively, I hate to use this word, but I'm just telling you what it looks like. He looks very lazy back
there. Well, he's a catcher that really can't catch. I mean, I don't know how else to say it,
but
right?
He wasn't like that.
Well, maybe he's losing confidence.
I think it's gotten even
worse for him.
I think he looks lazy back there.
Yeah.
And that's a problem because all his issues, the pass ball issues, the blocking balls in the dirt, which was an issue last year, I never felt watching him every day that he was boxing every pitch thrown, which it certainly has felt like over the last few days. He's also not throwing out base runners. Now, I'm not pinning the Todd Frazier stolen base on him because he stole that one well off Severino.
Oh, he had a huge jump. I mean, he had a huge jump on that stolen base, by the way.
But
huge.
But last year, Gary was throwing out 35% of runners. This year, he's throwing about 15% of runners.
Yep.
So he's not throwing out runners. He's not catching routine balls behind the plate. Forget about blocking balls in the dirt. And it just looks lazy back there. And I've always said this about him. If he works hard, he'll clean up those aspects of his game. And right now, as we sit here, it's gotten worse. It's gotten uglier. And I don't think the answer is, they should, bench him or they should make him a first baseman or make him a DH. I don't think any of that's the answer. I think the answer is somebody in that organization reading them the Riot Act and saying, you have to work harder. You're a talented guy. You've got a chance to be the best catcher. You have a chance to be a Hall of Fame catcher. Because it just looks. This is the way it looks. Doesn't mean he isn't working hard, but it looks lazy. You know, he's a pitches down the middle. He can't hold on to
it. Yeah,
he's costing his pitcher strikes.
It doesn't look good. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Even Ernie has to admit this, and he's a Gary Sanchez fanboy.
Huge Sanchez fan. You know who could be here to yell at Gary Sanchez?
Joe Girardi?
That's Joe Girardi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew you were going there. I don't know how Joe handled him. I don't know how Boone handles him. I don't know how anybody handles him. But I think that maybe tough love would have to be the answer. Because when you see a guy, and this is always frustrating in sports, when you see a guy that you watch every day get worse, at a young age, that's a problem.
You know, one thing, I want to throw this out there, though, because this just came to my brain here when we're talking about the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried to mute it as much as I could last night. I kept it low because I really didn't want to hear them. I know, I have to say.
A-Rod.
I did hear about the Subway nonsense, but, you know. And I did hear this stat, which I thought was fascinating to me. And this goes back to, you know, the Yankees. Now, they're 42-19 now, but this is the eighth time. Did you hear this? Did you hear this, Ernie? The eighth time in the history of the Yankee franchise that they've started a season winning 42 out of their first 60. Eight times.
Eight times.
Ernie, eight times 42 out of their first 60.
That's more believable than A-Rod taking the Subway.
Right. Well, no, but I mean, I believe, of course. And every time that they've started the season winning 42 out of their first 60, they made the World Series.
How about that?
Every time. So just gets there you go.
Made the World Series.
Yeah, I didn't say they won it.
Oh, okay.
Every time, though, they've made the World Series.
Well, I mean.
42 out of 60. This is the eighth time they've done it.
Here are the facts. We all know this. This isn't anything new. When you look at sports, they are the most successful sports team in American sports.
The history of the world.
Yeah. I don't know about the history of the world because I don't know enough about soccer.
Well,
I don't say that either. But of the American North.
Yeah, there's not even, or North America.
Yeah,
you
got to
throw the Canadians in there, too.
They we'll throw them in there.
I think the Canadians have won like 21 Stanley Cups or something like that.
Absolutely.
Something like that. And so, the Celtics, obviously, and the Lakers have won a million championships, whatever it is.
But they're better than all of them.
Yeah, the Mets and the Yankees got 27.
Yeah.
27.
That's why when you hear a stat like that.
And what is it, 42 pennants?
Yeah.
42 World Series appearances?
That's why when you hear a stat like that, a part of you says, wow, that's amazing. And then you say, well, it's not really amazing. They're the Yankees.
Right.
Why would it be amazing?
Right. No, it's
they're
not.
They're the greatest.
You expect that.
You should expect that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm assuming that ESPN broadcast did not please you very much.
You know what? I just wasn't into them. I had a negative attitude going into it with them. Negative already.
Because
I don't want to hear their nonsense. You're not watching the team every day. I hate watching these people from out of town try to pontificate about my team because they're not watching them every day.
Of course not.
And it makes me crazy.
Of course
not.
You
don't know anything. All you're reading is dumb statistics. That's all you're doing.
And the truth is,
you're not watching this team play every day.
And baseball is such a regional game that the vast majority of people watching that game last night are Met Yankee fans. They're not the Cub fans saying, I want to watch Sunday Night Baseball.
Right.
Baseball's a regional game.
That's it.
So I think that's what makes it even worse. I decided at the last minute not to go Saturday night. I wasn't feeling very well.
Oh, you didn't go Saturday night?
I did not. I wasn't feeling well. My son kept me up all night the night before. And so I listened to the broadcast. And I thought John Smoltz bounced back. I thought he had some good moments.
Okay.
His story about Joe West was amazing. About the music. That was great. That he asked Joe West before a game, what's your favorite song? And then John Smoltz came to the mound with that song playing from the PA system.
Interesting.
And he thinks he got some extra strikes early in the game. I thought that was good, and I thought he sent an olive branch to all of us because, obviously, John had a bad week 2 weeks ago. He was coming up with these horrific ideas about baseball.
Right. And he didn't want to be there.
He didn't want to be there, and he gave me what I thought was an olive branch to all of us because here's what he said, and you tell me if you think it's an olive branch. He says, so the World Cup is starting next week. I know everybody loves my crazy ideas. How about we make the goal bigger and we have two goalies? And I believe that he was saying that as a joke to mock himself for the garbage he pulled the week earlier.
Oh, maybe. You know, he might be right.
So, John, if you're listening, here's what I'll say. You had a bad week.
And I know you're all over the World Cup, by the way.
Of course. How can I not?
Was it start this week? Of course, the United States is not involved.
Is it happening this year?
It is. It's in Russia, too.
Oh, great.
How about that?
No America, and it's in Russia.
Right.
I'll pass.
Right.
I'll pass on that one.
Oh, man.
But I thought John had a good night. The only negative I'll give the Fox broadcast, all right? How many innings in a row do you have to spend breaking down the idea of the Mets trading Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard?
Oh, God.
It was the whole freaking broadcast.
By the way, did you hear the trade? Speaking of that, was it John Harper that brought it? It was somebody on SNY who brought it up.
What, maybe
created
it was
Larry Ridley. I think it was Larry Ridley and John Harper talking. How about this?
Go ahead.
Tell me to... And I'm listening to this trade, and I'm like, you know what? From the Met point of view, as much as I don't want to trade DeGrom, I probably am doing this trade.
Oh, really? Okay, go ahead.
I'm probably doing this trade, and there's no way in hell the Yankees would make this trade. They're talking about trading DeGrom. Listen to this.
You say,
Ernie, you want to buckle down for this one? Ernie, you ready? For Andujar and Torres. I'm like, what? The Yankees would never make that trade.
So you would make that trade?
Oh, I would think I would.
Okay.
I think
when
I would.
Was this that they said this?
I think it was on SNY. It was John. I love John. John, I love John Harper. I love him. But it was Harper and Larry Ridley. And Larry Ridley basically says he starts it by saying, well, if the Mets were going to trade DeGrom to the Yankees, you got to start with Torres and Andujar.
But when did they say it? Saturday?
I think it was. It was
right
it,
after
it,
the home runs?
Somewhere there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I'm saying to myself, really?
Well, but you know what? In fairness.
I think I would do it.
Well,
as much as I don't want to trade DeGrom.
No, I get it.
And it's not. And I'm saying to myself, there's no way the Yankees are making that trade.
I agree.
You think the Yankees would make that trade?
Absolutely not. I don't think they would trade Gleyber Torres straight up for Jacob
right,
DeGrom.
Right,
I don't even think
right.
they would.
Okay, there you go.
But it's, you know, we talked about how to make a trade, you're always going to listen to the craziest ideas.
Right.
If Brian Cashman called me up and said, I don't care how crazy it is, tell me what it's going to take to get Jake. You're damn right that's what I'd be asking for.
Of course. No, and I agree. But there's no way. I'm not saying
Yankees
I wouldn't
not
do it.
Do that. No.
Yankees would never do it.
No, they're not going to do that.
There's no way they would do that trade. And that's what I'm saying to myself. Like, really? I mean, let's be realistic here. Sure, I would want that too.
But maybe
throw
that's...
somebody else in. Give me a prospect. Give me Clint Frazier too.
Throw him in.
Give me
How
Frazier.
About Justin Sheffield?
I'm
Put
in.
Him in there.
Give me Frazier. Here it is.
Who we throwing
Clint
in?
Frazier, Torres, and Andujar for DeGrom. Done.
Wait, no, Joe. Let's
Done.
Take this a step further.
I love DeGrom. Done.
I want to be generous.
That was like holding his
but
head.
Let's,
you want to be generous.
No, I'm going to be generous.
Dead.
They need a young player back. So we will toss them back.
I would have
Ahmed
to have,
Rosario.
No,
is that fair?
Absolutely. Done. You got it. And I'll tell you what, because I'm a nice guy.
Go ahead.
Dom Smith, though.
Here you go. Jackpot. It was so sweet.
I'm a hell of a guy. Come on. What's wrong with that?
What a guy. Boy, this is so never
happening. I heard that trade. I'm like, I'm sick. I'm going, really? Seriously, the Yankees would not do that trade.
You know, the more I think about this, the whole fantasy idea
it's
of a mega Yankee trade, I think it's more of a risk to the Yankees than it is the Mets. Because here's why. The Yankees are already kings, right?
No, it is more of a risk
it's
to the Yankees.
It's more of a risk for the Yankees.
Sure.
We already know what DeGrom is. He's
right,
great.
Right,
okay, we all
right,
accept that.
Right,
he's fantastic.
Right.
God forbid the Yankees trade a guy who becomes an MVP. They never live with themselves.
And you're going to think I'm crazy. I'm starting to think this way, too.
What's that?
This is how nuts I'm getting
now.
You know? Thank God. By the way, thank God it's summer, although it still doesn't really feel like it. And thank God for the golf, because I continue to say that with the disgrace that the Mets are now that all that's left is baseball. Okay?
Yeah.
Now that basketball's over, you know, hockey, all of that. All that's left is baseball. Thank God for golf. Thank God we get the U.S. Open this week. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, with that said.
Go ahead.
With the way the Met pitching is going, and with Lugo looking
No. What are you gonna say?
You ready for this?
What are you gonna say?
You're gonna go nuts
on
me?
I'm gonna go nuts. Go ahead.
I'd have to get a hell of a lot back, but I actually consider not DeGrom. I consider trading Syndergaard.
Well,
I consider it,
I'm not
but
as...
I would have to get a lot back.
Yeah,
I wouldn't trade DeGrom. I'm not trading him. I would consider Syndergaard in the right deal.
I'm not mad at you. Because...
Ernie, am I crazy with this?
I think you should keep both of them.
Okay, but I mean, just looking at the way like Mats is pitched and Wheeler's pitched and
Lugo, very good.
I'd have to think about it if it's the right deal.
Yeah, but that's the reason you
think
about
right
it because
deal.
Of those other guys.
Yeah,
not because of what. I think you have
to
evaluate.
I have to think about
I think you have to evaluate Noah and you have to evaluate Jake. So let's start with Noah for a quick second. All right.
Right.
What is Noah Syndergaard
going to be? I don't want to trade him, but I think in the right deal, I would think about it.
What's Noah going to be for the next 5 years?
I don't know.
Okay, and here's the other question.
Is he going to be healthy?
I don't know. But here's the question that I feel great about Jake. This is why I'm not trading Jake.
No, I'm not trading him.
No, I'm glad you're there.
Frazier and Andujar.
Sure.
I'm trading.
And this is why I don't want to hear about his age, because he's 30. He's going to be 30
right,
or anything.
Right, right.
He doesn't have a lot of innings on his arm, and I think Jake has proven to all of us that when he loses velocity, he's still going to get you out.
He's the best.
Okay? He's a pitcher.
He is the ultimate bulldog pitcher.
And he always was.
Right.
All right?
No question.
He's proven that. I don't know what Noah Syndergaard's going to be when he's topping out at 94. Right now, Noah Syndergaard beats you with stuff.
Right.
And
right.
velocity.
Right, right.
What's he going to be when he has to be a pitcher?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I don't know.
Has he learned to be that? He hasn't learned to be that.
He's got
to
pitch for us to even see that.
Right.
So, and the truth is, as crazy as it sounds, I think during the offseason more than now, you may get more for Noah than Jake because of his
age. Yeah, no, I think that's very possible.
And
I,
the stuff
I
that jumps
that's
out at
very,
everybody.
Absolutely. I agree with all that.
Oh,
only
crazy
if
times.
I'm getting an unbelievable deal.
No, well, it's got to be, or else you're
right,
not doing
of course
it.
Not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
And I think that moves you away from the Yankees, probably.
Yeah.
Because I think the Yankees are thinking more about right now, and
right,
Jake is right,
right
now.
Right.
I think Noah is for a team that wants to
right,
build their staff
right,
around them.
Right.